Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.
And only on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2019.
Did you bring me flowers?
Yes, I did.
You brought
yes,
me
I
a succulent. Thank I you did. So much, Michael. I really appreciate that. Very kind.
It's lovely, isn't it?
Hey, happy Valentine's, man.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Good
to
see you.
To you and Rachel, your lovely
Thank
wife.
Thank you. My children gave me Valentine's this morning, written on little lace hearts. And yes, it was a very fun thing. Valentine's Day is a good time because we should be telling each other that we love them all year long. But it's a nice day to stop and say, let's just focus on that. That's a cool thing. So.
It is, indeed.
And that's right, Michael, we are here on Valentine's Day, and boy, do we have a fantastic show for our listeners today.
We sure do, Andrew, and we will be talking about some exceptional performances on the Southland stage.
That's right, Michael, we'll be talking about Ragtime at the Pasadena Playhouse, which has a ton of friends of State of the Arts in it, and a ton of amazing talent. It's a great, great production, one of my favorite shows of all time. On stage through March 3rd, as well as Love and Other Games coming to Sterling's upstairs at the Federal on February 17th.
We are thrilled to be joined by these two amazing performers from these remarkable shows. Please welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Valerie Perry and D. Scott Eads.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even in the rain.
That's right. Speaking of friends of the shows, they made it out in the rain.
That's
they
right.
said, we will be there. We will be there. So thank you guys both for joining us. How are you today?
Happy Valentine's Day.
Yay. Happy Valentine's Day.
Now, did you noticed you have a little candy in front of you.
I do.
That is
thank
from
you
State
very
of the
much.
Arts.
That's very sweet. And so it's dark chocolate.
Dark?
My favorite.
Well, you know, we always go dark on the chocolate. It's healthier for you.
It is supposed to be better antioxidants. That's right.
Healthier for your heart.
That's I love that.
Yeah.
Michael, we will obviously talk to our two amazing guests more in just a moment. But before we do that, Michael, we should take a moment and thank our sponsors.
Yeah. I think you're right. Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank Princess Cruises for coming on board as presenting sponsor for State of the Arts during 2019. A pioneer in excellence on the high seas for meaningful travelers who seek enriching experiences, only Princess Cruises offers cruise vacations to help you come back new, providing fresh perspectives by connecting you with nature, cultures, and loved ones in a new way.
One of the best-known names in cruising, Princess Cruises first set sail in 1965 with a single ship cruising to Mexico. Today, the line has grown to become the third largest cruise line in the world, renowned for innovative ships, an array of onboard options, including extravagant entertainment and an environment of exceptional customer service. A recognized leader in worldwide cruising, Princess carries approximately 1.7 million guests each year to more than 360 destinations worldwide aboard a fleet of 17 modern vessels.
Experience the next wave in vacation travel at the end of each month, ladies and gentlemen, from September to August. One lucky winner will win a cruise for two in a balcony stateroom on board one of the new Ocean Medallion class ships. So make sure to enter every month for your chance to win. And you can do that by coming to latalkradio.com, go to the State of the Arts page on Channel 2, and there will be an a logo of from Princess, and you click on that. It's a quick registration process, but it gets you in.
That's
and
right.
Now this is a $5,000 gift. Yeah. From Princess to some lucky person. So do that. Be vigilant. It just might happen for you.
What a good way to celebrate Valentine's Day.
Win
a cruise. That'd be great.
Out there on the balcony.
Oh, that'd be nice. We'd also like to acknowledge, of course, PerformingArtsLive.com, one of the Internet's most prominent listing sources for the live arts here in Southern California. We're grateful to Performing Arts Live for lending their support to State of the Arts.
Now, Andrew, before we get into talking with our lovely guests,
yes.
who have braved the rain out
That's
here
right.
in California today and gotten to the studio on time.
Amazing.
Yes, sometimes it doesn't happen.
Something you and I can't even always do.
We're here by the you know. But I haven't seen you for a week, so
That's right.
you live in Malibu. Mm-hmm. Once again, you're being affected by these mudslides, right?
Yeah.
When I left, Malibu was still there, so that's good news. Good news. It hadn't floated away yet, hadn't washed into the ocean yet, so that's good. It's terrifying to watch those hills slide because you realize that it can happen at a moment's notice, and more importantly, you realize that's people's homes that are being undercut by that. But fortunately, the city's done a really good job. They had some struggles before the fire, but they've done a really good job this year of kind of making sure that they've had phone conversations with people, and they're sending out alerts, text alerts, and that sort of thing. So that's been good, and I was okay getting here. Thank you, by the way, for the call this morning asking me to be careful. I was very careful. Took it extra slow, and then, you know, once we got on the freeway, things cleared up.
But well, when you walked out of your house, I know something happened. You saw something in front of your house. What was that?
There's somebody had gotten stuck in the mud. They parked where they normally park on the street, out in front of, along the streets of Malibu there, and yet all the water had washed away all the vegetation. So their car had just sunk in the mud, and they had spent hours, you could tell, just spinning their wheels and throwing mud and dirt all across everything else that was in their way. So, yeah, there's some treacherous stuff out there. People, be careful and make sure you take your time and don't freak out.
Goodness sakes.
Yeah, it was a little scary, but I think the rain does that, right? We haven't had it for 10 years, so I'll take the rain with a little bit of
we've had
concern.
Rain, but not much. Not like this.
Yeah, certainly not like this.
Right? And it's Los Angeles. You know, they do it big here. Everything is all at once.
That's right.
It's, or no show.
That's right. That's true. Speaking of shows, we had a great show last week. Lots of fun. And you and I had gone to see Hello Dolly the week before.
We did.
Pantages has some cool stuff coming up, which I believe we're going to talk about a little later in
the
show.
We have a Dolly
as well.
Levi in our midst here.
We do.
Yes,
a
we
fantastic
do.
Dolly Levi. One of the few people who's played the leader of a South American nation and Dolly Levi, probably. That's pretty cool. I like that.
Very funny.
Should we go ahead and bring them in?
I think we should.
All right, let's do it.
Our first guest, ladies and gentlemen, made her professional stage debut starring as Ava Perone in the Broadway National Company of Evita, and has continued playing this iconic role throughout the world in multiple award-winning performances.
She worked with luminary director-choreographer Jerome Robbins in the first national Broadway tour of Jerome Robbins Broadway, and performed off-Broadway in Diamonds, Angry Housewives, and On the Swing Shift.
In Southern California, some credits include The World Goes Round, The Graduate, which was a recent credit, Hello, Dolly. We've just mentioned that. Sunset Boulevard, and that's a vehicle that Valerie and I worked on together. I was handling the press for that
great
particular
piece.
Show for Musical Theater West in Long Beach. Closer Than Ever and The Sweepers. Her solo album of Broadway and songbook standards, Sweet Conversation, was released to critical acclaim, and she has since delighted concert hall audiences worldwide, singing with symphony orchestras from Carnegie Hall to the London Palladium.
Equally comfortable on the stage and screen, some television credits include Criminal Minds, ER, Another World, and Who's the Boss. On film, she has appeared in Grease, The Out-of-Towners, Dickie Roberts, and Disney's George of the Jungle.
She's here today, however, to talk about her current role as Emma Goldman in the Pasadena Playhouse production of Ragtime, on stage now through March 3rd. Please welcome the incomparable Valerie Perry.
Yeah.
She's back.
Now, whenever you hear that applause, do you want to just stand up and start singing like you did when you were Ava Perone?
I want to
all
bow.
The crowd.
No, that's quite an introduction. I have to say, I wish I could take you guys with me everywhere. Everywhere you introduce me.
We'll gladly go.
Play the podcast. You'll give us some good press anyway.
That's so cool.
How many times have you played Ava Perone in different productions, and then how long in total?
Oh, my gosh. I once figured this out, and I can't remember, but it had to be, I don't know, somewhere in the vicinity of, 900 performances, somewhere in that range. And it's been, I did 3 years, one full year in Chicago, and then 2 years traveling nationwide, and then reprising it in 1992, which was several years later after my kids were born.
Amazing.
So and I went back on the road with the kids and did it another full year. And then I started to do it in some of the regional productions that they were doing once they closed it. So it's just been crazy. It's been a career playing strong women and particularly that character.
No and doubt. You were pregnant with your children, right, on tour?
I wasn't pregnant with them on tour, but I was pregnant prior to going on tour.
Just prior.
Just prior. So I delivered them, and then 8 weeks later, I went with the twins, my nanny and my husband. And we traveled all across the country.
Amazing.
And,
but how did that affect you? I mean, you were now being a mother on the road, and you were having to be an actress in the evenings on the road.
Yeah. Well, I think what it was, it all stirred from a comment that someone in my family said, and it's funny that you think about these things, but an aunt of mine said, "Well, there goes your career."
And you thought, "Oh, no, it doesn't."
So I think that there was a part of you that
said. And then
said,
she snapped her fingers.
That's right.
Yeah, I said, "Really? Okay, I'm going to prove you all wrong." So,
yeah, you don't play the ingenue, docile, hiding, demure little. You play like very powerful people. And that's a credit to not only the strength that you've maintained throughout this long career, but also to the roles you can play now, like Emma Goldman, correct?
Love it.
With Ragtime at the Pasadena Playhouse, one of my favorite shows of all time. You've never done that role before, is that correct?
No, this is the first time
doing
it.
What do you think of that?
I think she's a magnificent character. You know, people are always saying, "Oh, you're playing an anarchist. You know, but the fact of the matter was, I think anarchism was not exactly the same, looked at the same way then as it is
not even close,
now.
Correct.
She really wasn't into having this chaos. She was into equal rights. Mm-hmm. She was basically what we're doing now in our country is stepping up and saying, "Hey, fair wages, women's rights, all of the different things that we today are fighting for in our country with what's going on." She's the voice in that generation. So.
Which to highborn people of the era must have felt like anarchy, right?
Exactly.
I mean, you're turning everything upside down. And poor people are people, too. I don't know what to do.
Right.
That kind of thing must have been shocking.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right on.
Amazing. Wow. Amazing.
You know, in addition, of course, to her wonderful life as a Broadway musical theater star, she has another place on the concert stage where she has a killer act.
Uh-oh.
And we've pulled a little clip from one of her appearances, and we'd love to have you play it for
Let's
the
go
audience.
Ahead and do that. Now, this is a medley, correct?
This is a medley of several songs, but we can't play the whole thing.
We'll give you a sample of the amazing Valerie Perry.
Trumpets blow again, all aglow again, taking a chance on love. Someday he'll come along, the man I love, and he'll be big and strong, the man I love. So do what you've done.
Amazing. Such fun work. You've gotten to sing so many great songs for so many audiences. That's a great feeling.
And such great arrangements.
I have to say I have been very, very fortunate in having some friends in high places who have original arrangements and orchestrations. Those arrangements that you just heard were given to me to use by Larry Blank, who is a very prominent Broadway a Tony-nominated orchestrator.
Wow.
And so he's given me quite a few of Judy Garland's arrangements, original arrangements. So I've been able to take those to symphony orchestras with me and perform them. So, I have been very, very lucky to do all that stuff.
And I've been very lucky because she's headlined my club in the past. Yeah, she did a wonderful show with David Burnham.
Amazing.
Exactly. And then sang in other shows through the years.
Yeah, yeah. I'm working on a new one, you know.
You are?
Uh-oh. I'm working on one with my kids.
Oh, my gosh.
How many children do you have?
I have twin boys.
Oh, great.
And they're both so talented.
Stellar musicians. One plays bass and the other plays piano. We add a drummer, and it's called All in the Family.
Yeah?
I love it.
We performed it actually in Long Beach as part of the Broadway and Concert Series Musical Theater West. And we have another adaptation of it that we're doing at the Rubicon Theater in August.
Fantastic.
And so we're starting to get it around. So we'll have to come back to your club.
I would love that. Yes.
Be exciting.
We'll book it now.
Breaking news here on State of the Arts. I like that.
Well, any place you can see Valerie Perry in anything, such as Ragtime at the Pasadena Playhouse right now, in this role of Emma Goldman, is something that you should do. It's your civic duty to do it. And it's also important that you remember to take your children to theater and to put down the remote, get away from the television set, get in the car, and go see live theater. Because if you don't, you won't have the opportunity because it's not going to be around.
That's exactly right. The name of the show she's in is Ragtime, and if you don't know about this amazing piece, it's a commentary on a period of time. It's a period piece, but it also speaks to such larger issues, immigrant issues as well as racial issues, but more importantly, family issues.
Absolutely.
And what it means to be a family.
So it's great to bring a family there so you have a discussion after the show.
Absolutely.
And you certainly will. There's certainly some complex themes, and nothing's whitewashed in this either. I mean, there are no idyllic characters in this. It's the kind of thing where everybody has a flaw, but everybody works through theirs. And the way you see it is really a portrait of early America and how we as a country became who we were, who we are. I think it's also interesting, Shannon Warne is in this, Mark Ginsberg, Zach Ford, of course, Valerie Perry, the amazing Valerie Perry, and of course, Michael Thomas Visker plays the bad guy. He's a friend of State of the Arts. But so many people who you've seen on stage and other great productions with great companies around here and nationally, this is a really powerhouse cast, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yes, Every one of them have been on this show.
That's right.
I think Valerie, that's her third time.
I feel very privileged to be a part of this production, I must say.
Yes.
And
well,
Clifton Duncan.
Yes, Clifton Duncan is amazing.
As Cole House.
He is he's so nuanced in his performance. In fact, everybody is. David Lee is a wonderful director.
Wow.
And he really pays very much close detail to storytelling. So this is a much more intimate Ragtime than what was out there on Broadway, years
That's
ago.
Nice.
In fact, we had Brian Stokes Mitchell drop in on the show.
One of my favorites.
Sweet.
The other day.
He just loved it.
He posted it on his Facebook and Instagram. Go see it. Run, don't walk. So
did he ever play Cole House? Do you know?
You're kidding me, aren't you?
There was also an interesting thing, and I didn't see that post, but he's a theater goer. He gets out there and sees some amazing, amazing pieces. Have you heard his Dulcinea that he released just a little while back?
Yes, I was blown away.
Now, Sarah, which is one of my favorite parts of musical theater as well, is played by Bryce Charles. Is that correct?
Oh, yes.
Now, Bryce Charles, I can't remember
Blues
where.
Blues in the Night.
Yes, that's what it was.
Yep.
What a voice.
I listen to her sing every night, and I have to stop with what I'm doing in my dressing room, just stop and listen to her because she's so expressive. She's a beautiful person as well as a beautiful singer and actress, and I think she has a really lovely career.
Yeah.
Going now and ahead of her.
I was going to say ahead of her, certainly.
Yes.
There's no doubt about
the
it.
The nice thing about this, too, is also you can see the show for as little as $25. That's where prices start at $25. You can purchase tickets online at PasadenaPlayhouse.org or by phone at 626-356-7529. Or, of course, go in person to the Pasadena Playhouse box office, which is located at 39 South El Molino Avenue in Pasadena.
And a great place to go because the theater's so friendly to people.
Absolutely.
Really
also, to add to that, Michael, there's also rush tickets so that the $25 price raise isn't available at the time you're online, you can always take chances. And especially during the week is probably a better time to make sure that you do get in, but they will have some single seats that may come up.
Good to know. And show performances are Tuesday through Friday evenings at 8 p.m., Saturday at 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., Sunday at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. No performance, however, on Sunday, the 24th of February at 7 p.m.
Actually, there is.
Oh, there
They've
is.
They've added it.
Oh, how fantastic.
There's been such a demand for tickets, so they have now added that
I love
Sunday
that.
Night.
So forget about the Academy Awards. That's what that is.
Right, that's exactly right. At first, they were a little hesitant because they thought it was Oscar night.
Yeah, I agree.
But ticket sales have been so swift, and it's the hot ticket in town, so they have added that performance now.
That means everything.
Well, now we joked earlier a little bit about, kind of the seriousness of the show and how it is a very specifically cast show. Like, I'm never going to play Cole House. I've accepted that. It's something that's just not going to happen. And also, I'll never play Sarah, which I think is a little bit unfair in this climate. But one of the things that's interesting is if you listen to the music of Ragtime, you realize that it stretches far beyond racial makeup. It stretches far beyond anybody's one personal journey. What it does is it takes you into a feeling of what immigrants felt when they came to America and what they learned. And one of the things that touched me was this Mark Ginsburg's character plays a Jewish father who's recently landed. And I have a friend who was telling me that that was his father's story. He came out with a little invention in New York and got off the boat and didn't speak English at the time and had two young children. And he had to kind of go through that. And we were talking about how that story affected his life later. One of the things that Ragtime touches on is the desperation felt by people of a certain time period. It's stuck in a certain time period. And somebody said on the radio the other day when I was listening and driving into to another project that Ragtime is part of what we are today, right? It's talking about the same political issues that we're dealing with today. So just as a quick breakdown, Valor, if you don't mind, give us a breakdown of kind of the story and what people are going to expect to deal with and some of the things that they're going to, some of the topics and themes that they're going to see in Ragtime.
Well, I think first and foremost, when you come to see the show, you're going to be somewhat transported to a time. David Lee, again, has put together such an incredibly imaginative production and creative. It takes place in a whole other setting. Mm-hmm. It starts off, and they are going to be taken to where they are going to feel things that are so resonant today.
Right.
In fact, we had Terrence McNally there, the first preview.
Wow.
And he said that someone right next to him said, "Did you write this last week?" Because that's how much
relevancy.
And you think about, the shame that we are still dealing with these issues.
I'll say.
That's right.
I don't know. That to me always it always affects me. There are some wonderful, incredible spots in this show. Like I said, I have to stop what I'm doing because it just absolutely affects me to no end. There's one line in the show where Cole House turns to Father at the end, and he says, "Thank you so much for caring for my family." And, I choke up every night.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for an entrance, and I choke up. And I find that there are certain things even that I am doing as my character that it's Valerie saying it as well as Emma Goldman.
Yeah.
It's how I feel. It's how I look at the politics of today. And, at one point she says, "Let us at last make this the land of opportunity for all people, not just the owners." And it's kind of like saying, let's have a tax plan that helps everybody in this country, not just that
1%. Right. That's right.
So a lot of it is going to resonate very, very strong. And I think, as we talked about family, I think that it's great to bring some young minds into this,
mm-hmm.
and let them have some discussion with them afterwards and clue them in on all of this relevance,
right.
Because it keeps coming around. It's
You said the key word, discussion, and mm-hmm. As fate has it here, a special event is going to take place on Monday, February 11th at 7 p.m. It's called In Conversation, Race, Identity, and Ragtime,
mm-hmm.
and they will be talking about the struggles for justice in America, and it will be at the Pasadena Playhouse, and we'll explore the journey of Black Americans from slavery through today and the countless movements, efforts, struggles, and successes that have shaped the American experience. So something that you should take note of, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you are someone who thinks like hopefully the rest of us in this room think, and add something to February 11th on that day in your life, and you will get something out of it, I imagine, that is great.
Yeah,
of course.
Absolutely.
Wonderful, the takeaway.
That's already
it.
Passed, correct? February 11th, we're, of course, past
yes.
the talkback.
Yes, oh, so wow.
One of the things that I think is interesting, and that was what I wanted to
know. You
know
what? I got so involved in the fact that they had done it, I didn't even realize that.
One of the things I wanted to get into was that, though, in that this piece, and certainly for somebody in the arts background, I think we were keenly aware that there was a whole lot of Oklahoma out there, and there weren't a whole lot of parts for black men to play honestly and humanly to say, hey, look, this is a flawed character.
Absolutely.
With a purpose. And certainly that could be said for African-American women and Jewish immigrants and even anarchists like Emma Goldman, mm-hmm. who certainly weren't portrayed honestly for a long time. And Ragtime does that to perfection. It says these are not perfect people, but these are human people on a journey. And it feels to me like Wheels of a Dream, which I think is maybe one of the best songs ever written. As a lyricist, I model so much of what I do after that. That song can be sung by anyone of any race, in any position, in any affluence, and have deep, deep psychological and personal meaning.
That's right.
And for me, I think it's like Richard III. I've seen Richard III played by women, played by all ethnicities. It's a part that has deep importance. So when you take your children to see this, I think what you get, hopefully, and certainly Pasadena Playhouse does with every show, is a humanity, a mm-hmm. deep, deep humanity from the show, and possibly the best music ever written. Just absolutely gorgeous score as well, which is a nice way to play it. So,
indeed.
As we talk about Pasadena Playhouse, again, the easiest way to get tickets is go to PasadenaPlayhouse.org, but don't miss the rest of their season two. If you check them out online, you're going to see a ton of socially relevant, but also immensely entertaining projects, certainly like Ragtime with this amazing cast too, so don't miss it. Easiest way to get tickets, again, PasadenaPlayhouse.org or 626-356-7529.
And again, I apologize about reading something that's already passed, ladies and gentlemen, but it must have been an amazing night, I'm
right,
sure.
Yeah.
Were you present for that, Valerie?
I absolutely was not.
Too bad.
It was my day off, and
and that's that.
But believe me, we've had plenty of conversation with our director, prior to opening the show. So, but I would imagine that would have been a wonderful evening for everybody to have been involved in.
It should be said that while this is a heavy show, it's got a lot, very much like Parade, it's got a whole lot of things that are relevant today, important. You leave feeling just inspired that we can do better things.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It's a great show.
We've had how many previews now? Like 6 previews and 4 shows, something like that. And every single one, they rise to their feet because mm-hmm. it does that to you.
Yeah.
It's almost like being at Mount Rushmore. You know, you have to like stand there and feel that. That visceral part of you, it just does.
The part of the brother in the show, and he says at one point, and I found that I was standing on a chair when he's listening to your character speak.
Yeah.
But to me, that's always spoken to a generation of lost people, these affluent white men who might have been stuck wanting change but not being allowed to affect it. I thought that was interesting, too. And I think certainly the playwright and the composer took the time to understand that everybody was changing during this period of time, and it had deep effect on today's society as well. So
mm-hmm.
hopefully we can learn from it, but also be entertained by what an amazing story
right.
it is.
Yeah.
We should take a moment and do a live arts calendar.
Yeah.
If you got time for that,
absolutely.
Michael, you're available. Excellent, because this is a fun show. In fact, lots of good stuff going on at the Pantages.
We're not going to be talking about shows that have already happened. Is
that right? We could. We'll talk about Time Machine. Maybe that'll help. Kinky Boots is Broadway's huge-hearted, high-heeled hit with songs by Grammy and Tony-winning pop icon Cyndi Lauper. This joyous musical celebration is about the friendships we discover and the belief that you can change the world when you change your mind. Inspired by true events, Kinky Boots takes you from a gentleman's shoe factory in Northampton to the glorious catwalks of Milan.
Charlie Price is struggling to live up to his father's expectations and continue the family business of Price and Son, with the factory's future hanging in the balance. Help arrives in the unlikely but spectacular form of Lola, a fabulous performer in need of some sturdy new stilettos.
Don't miss Kinky Boots, winner of 6 Tony Awards, including Best Musical, Best Score, and Best Choreography, on stage at Hollywood Pantages Theater, February 19th through the 24th.
And speaking of the Pantages Theater, currently on stage through the 17th is the one and only Betty Buckley in Hello,
That's
Dolly.
Right. And then coming up soon is Cats. I believe Cats is coming to the Pantages as well.
She should just stick around then.
Yeah, right.
Right?
She could
Betty
stay. You're
could
right.
Just stick around and do.
I wonder if that's how they got the engagement. Said, look, we can give you Betty Buckley back. Amazing. Easiest way to get tickets is to call 1-800-982-2787 or visit HollywoodPantages.com.
Indeed.
We love the Pantages. I can't stop our audience. They just love it.
We all do.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, a native of West Virginia, our next guest has been seen on screen in As the World Turns, as well as on stage in regional and off-Broadway productions, including the drama department's Kingdom of Earth, recently nominated for the 2018 Broadway Los Angeles Award, Broadway World Los Angeles Award for Best Male Cabaret Artist, for his debut 2018 concert, Legacy in the Key of Bing. He's here with us today to talk about his return to Sterling's Upstairs at the Federal with his newest musical offering, Love and Other Games.
This can't-miss show celebrates America's musical journey, taking inspiration from the classic night, club acts, and iconic 60s TV that made it all possible, and premieres on Sunday, February 17th. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm welcome to the very, very talented D. Scott E. Wow. They're tireless, these people.
They love musical theater here. They don't stop. Indeed. Scott, I didn't get to see Legacy in the Key of Bing, but we talked about it here on the show, and we played a couple tracks, which hopefully mm-hmm. we'll have a chance to do today as well. Mm-hmm. What a voice you have. Were you born in the 1920s? Did you just take your voice with you and just take
I keep trying to figure out who I was.
You must have had a previous
life, before I entered
life,
that little
well, your affection
hillbilly
for
baby's body. Grew up to this thing.
Your affection for Mr. Bing Crosby was no doubt. Is very apparent.
I love
and an
him.
Old soul, too. Mm-hmm. I think you definitely love that era, but it's interesting how your vocal tone fits so perfectly with that classic era of music. When did you first find that out? Or did you?
A couple years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years
really?
Ago, I just started. I couldn't. Actually, I can probably credit Diane Zachary mm-hmm. for turning me on to White Christmas because I had never seen it.
Wow.
Until 2009.
Ugh.
No, 2007, 8. Never. Amazing. I don't think I couldn't remember seeing it. I was shamed into watching it. And then that just kind of started the whole ball rolling with
to me, if you don't see that movie
Bing.
On Christmas,
I know some part of Christmas is missing. Rediscovering Bing, and then just because of YouTube, you can get, I mean, the exposure to
because
music
of us?
From the yeah, YouTube.
Oh, okay.
Because of that, you can get so much exposure to so many songs that normally you never would.
Yeah.
They just one after the other, and it just sparked it, and then everything moved from there.
Well, we have a clip of your vocal prowess that we'd like the audience to hear and see if you think that it is reminiscent of those times, because I certainly think you're spot on, man.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
This is a song from one of Mr. Bing Crosby's songs that Scott does so well in his previous show, In the Key of Bing.
Gotta meet a cookie, talk about a snooky, what a personality. She's arriving on the 10-10 from 10-10 Tennessee. Mighty hard to match her, I hope the train dispatcher doesn't make it tough for me. While I'm waiting on the 10-10, so 10-10 tenderly. Even if I don't know what time it is, I'll be Johnny on the spot. Yes, and I don't care what the climate is. If she's there, boy, it's gotta be hot. Smarter than a lawyer, and if you annoy her, she's a load of TNT. So you better say amen, hallelujah, and an amen. She's arriving on the 10-10 from 10-10 Tennessee. When you see that pair of Memphis eyes, wait until you hear that draw, you all. Speaking of looks, I wish to emphasize, she won first prize at the janitor's ball. Once she met a deacon and he didn't weaken, but he shouted, glory be. Now she's off to meet a parson, have a 50 cent cigar, son. Light up, she's arriving on the 10-10, 7 and 3, 6 and 4, 5 and 5, why that's the hard way from 10-10 Tennessee. There was a very wealthy financier who used to hang around her place. After a while, she got a
curves. That's what she has in anything but boing, 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 boing. If you meet her later, don't you try and date her, cause she isn't fancy free. Gotta buy a dozen orchids. Incidentally, we adore kids. She's arriving on the 1010, not the 808 and not the 909, but the 1010, and that's fine, fine. From 1010 Tennessee, from 1010, I said a Tennessee.
That's real tough.
What an amazing, amazing piece. Now, this is, you got to tell me, how did you decide on this for Legacy of a Kid Bing, and what's different about the new show you're doing?
I think that this song is the most like my personality. I'm a little more ebullient than not, and I would rather laugh than anything. Mm-hmm. So I discovered this song on YouTube, of all places. loved it, and went back and found out how much you'd done it and all that stuff, the history behind it. That's how the song got in there. But the new show is a little more upbeat, a little more closer to who I am as a person instead of more of a celebration of someone else.
Well, now you have a guest star in the show.
Mm-hmm. Who is? Am I in it and I didn't know?
You are.
You're going to surprise me and bring
me
up. We were.
I'm so excited. blew it on air. <Woo! laughs> Who's this that's not listed in my press release?
Her name is Claude Hall.
Claude Hall. Yes. Okay. She is phenomenal. She is a wonderful singer, beautiful lady. She gave me my puppy, which she rescued.
She rescued
is.
Out of a...
She found my pup, Twigs, basically in the trash. She rescued her and made
when
her way
someone
to
had
me.
Thrown her away.
Basically put her out in the trash. Yep.
Just
little
weeks
month
old.
Yeah. Little baby.
Unbelievable.
My crazy little blonde dog.
Yeah. And now how old is she?
She's 16 months about.
My 16 goodness.
Months. It's been a year since I got her.
Wow.
Which is just hard to believe. That
and I'm looking
she's
over
a handful,
fast.
But she's adorable.
She's a
I'm looking over
Miss
Hall's amazing bio here, and what a talent. I mean, mm-hmm. so many things, amazing credits. And so she's going to sing with you for a number of numbers?
Yeah, we're doing a number of duets. Cool. Claude's a really grounded, really wonderful, nice, genuine person.
I've heard of them. I've never met one in Hollywood, but I hear they exist.
They're rare, but I managed to find one. Just a chance meeting. She's just a wonderful, wonderful lady. I always have a good laugh when we're together, and I want her to be in the show, so we're having a good time.
Now, tell me a little bit about what you want people to get from this piece. I know that the last time people left feeling like they were transported to another time and place, which I think you do anyways just vocally, but what's the theme that you're looking to get across with this solo show?
The design of the show is to travel the arc of a long-term relationship through song. So there will be some mentioning of that, but we're not going to beat you over the head with, oh, this is the part where they, but yeah, it's just, it's supposedly, you know, to travel the arc of a long-term relationship from cool. single guy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back, and all that.
I love that.
So
amazing.
And to broaden my, I guess you would say repertoire of different artists that I enjoy, so through that.
Very cool.
Toot, toot.
Well, and he's three sheets to the wind.
Three sheets to the wind.
Yes.
I can do it.
Three seats from being sold.
Wow. Three?
Out. So there's three seats left. People call now.
I sold another one today.
Uh-oh, two seats left, ladies and gentlemen. They're going fast here on State of the Arts. So, Michael, if people are going to call to get tickets very quickly, how would they do that?
They would either go online at brownpapertickets.com and put in the name of D. Scott Eads or call Brown Paper Tickets. Mm. Which is wonderful because you can call them 24/7 and they have the nicest, most courteous customer service representatives who will help you at any hour of the day, 800-838-3006.
Wow.
Great. Yeah. For February 17th, doors open at 5:30 p.m. The performance is at 7 p.m. Comes down about 8:15 p.m. And you'll have a lovely dinner in the club before, and drinks, and your favorite drink, Mr.
The Vanilla Andy Manhattan. David. I'm a huge fan there at the Federal.
If you want to find out more
about D. Scott Eads, you can obviously check out YouTube there, and Miss Hall, I think, has some links there as well. Mm-hmm. You can also go check out the amazing Brian Stokes Mitchell as Cole House if you want to learn more about Ragtime. In fact, there's some really great clips of Ragtime at the Sacramento Music Circus, I believe, that they did a couple years ago, which are fantastic, which was the first place I saw the show. And just such a great legacy of that show and how many people have
have played those iconic roles. Take a chance to learn about some of the great theater out there. So, Scott, where can people follow you on social media? Where's the best place to do that?
Instagram.
Okay.
It's
Or just drop by your home.
That's right. Yeah. In fact, we'll post that.
I'll cook you a meal. Come on in.
Come on over.
He is an amazing gourmet cook.
Ooh, we can do a show about that, too.
We could. We really could. I could cook and sing.
What's your Instagram handle?
D Scott Eads. DScottEads. It's really short.
And Valerie,
couldn't make it any more complicated.
That's right. Your Instagram handle is?
V Perry Music.
And a great place to follow you as well and find out about all the great things that you're up to as well. So, Scott, I want to ask you, as you move toward this amazing show that you've got, this is one night only. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about touring at other places, taking it out?
This show I designed to be either sung with a guest or by myself, and this is the core of what I would consider the beginnings of an act or whatever you want to call it. This is the one that I want to tour.
More rewarding, this kind of thing, or your work on some of the most successful soap operas of all time?
Oh, this is so much more fun. This is more honest of a presentation of who I am as an individual, and I don't have to fake something.
That's and also it's hearkening back to a time, as the notes say here, you know, TV in the 60s, the variety series.
So much fun.
Which were on the air, the Dinah Shore Show, the Andy Williams Show, the Rosemary Clooney Show.
Probably. Hollywood Palace.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Hollywood Palace, definitely. And it therefore makes it kind of timeless, and the show is very appropriate for all ages, right?
Mm-hmm. We have kids in the audience for this.
Wow, that's great.
I have a 12-year-old.
Did you for Key of Bing?
Yeah, I had a 12-year-old in the audience for Key of Bing, my coworker's daughter, and she wanted to come back for this.
I think YouTube is such a great resource for people to find out. Like, I was watching, before last time you were on the show, I was watching some of Bing Crosby just to kind of prepare, and I my kids walked in the room and like, who is he, Daddy? Who is this? They knew of his Christmas music, but they didn't really see his face, that sort of thing, like everybody did on television. So they kind of got introduced to him. We ended up watching all kinds of stuff. I think at one point we went and watched some of the Honeymooners episodes.
Yeah.
And they were learning about it. And I was like, and it still applied to my 10-year-old and my 8-year-old, which I thought was really cool.
That's
they really
fantastic.
Enjoyed that.
So, Scott, I want to ask you the... you are a professional therapist, and you have...
Which is why we've brought you here today. I have some issues we need to deal with.
Very well.
But, you know, being a therapist of any sort, and especially the type that you are, which is helping people who are mentally...
diagnoses.
Yes.
Yeah.
How much does that weigh in on... First of all, your time has to be limited with putting together
tired.
A show.
I'm always tired. Yeah. So this is...
Because I find that something that you do, you take on all these other people's personalities. It must be exhausting at the end of the day.
No, if you're a therapist, you should be... And this is an old saying amongst people in my field, is that you should be the colander, you should be the strainer, let it strain through. Don't be the pressure cooker. Mm-hmm. You know, don't hold it in. When I leave there, I just leave it. But I've been at this game for a while.
Right.
I'm in a group environment. Where I work right now is an intensive outpatient program for chronically mentally ill adults that have long-term diagnoses, and they are long-term members of our program. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what I do I consider to be more enrichment and more containment. We do therapy. That's why we're there.
When you say enrichment, you mean?
These people have very... some of them are very impoverished, either financially or culturally or everything.
Yeah.
So I look at it as a way to give them hope and life when they come to the program. We try to have as good of a time as we can. If there are issues, we deal with them. We link to services, but for the most part, we try and keep, some sense of goodwill and hope going in these individuals. Because it's some very dire circumstances.
In your, obviously, your second life as a singer, are there things you find, are there ways that you find that you can pass along to people of coping through music and coping through live entertainment, that sort of thing?
Just compassion. I mean, really, live entertainment is fantastic for, having feelings or getting out, doing something, and a lot of people aren't able to do that. So I try to take a lot of different things in to my group sessions with my individuals, especially through media, and expose them to different things and use it as a processing aid. So I'll take in anything where we can't go, if I can get a video of it, like the Andes or summer in the wheat fields or anything as a processing aid. It really does enrich the work.
That's a fascinating topic. Music therapy, music as a
music therapy, video therapy, cinema therapy, whatever you want
to. Have any of your clients been treated to a live performance that you've given so far? Or
no, but a couple of them have snuck and found it.
You too.
Mm-hmm. They did.
Well, that's good. That might have made their day.
Yeah,
I would imagine.
They're good. I keep the focus on the patients right. where I work, so I have not done All anything right. there, but I told them they could watch it.
All right. It is want. Fascinating when you take children to see a performance like this. You watch them lean in. You watch them become engaged. They empathize mm-hmm. more than sympathize, which I think is fantastic. For what we were talking about, the serious subjects behind Ragtime, but certainly, you know, anybody dealing with any kind of life issue, there mm-hmm. is something cathartic about going to see someone else perform and go through a journey, an arc that may be more difficult than yours. I think that's a great way of talking about that and right. talking about mental health maintaining.
So yeah. one more time, if you're not going to Ragtime, which we want you to go to,
Absolutely.
Of course,
Absolutely.
You only have one opportunity to go to Scott's show, which is called Love and Other Games, featuring Miss Claude Hall, at Sterling's Upstairs at the Federal, Sunday, February 17th, brownpapertickets.com. We'll get you tickets, or you may call them at 800-838-3006. And live customer service representatives 24/7. It'll be a sweet weekend for you, regardless of what you choose to do, but make it something
right.
theatrical.
Maybe
and
they
support
could do
the
both.
Arts.
Do both. That's
yes,
right.
Make it a Valerie theater. Is amazing. She's a keeper.
There's
already
no,
decided.
She got a little bit of talent, doesn't she?
Little
man,
bit.
Oh,
little
man.
Bit. Yeah.
Little
I tell
bit.
You, it's
cool. I don't think
man.
I'm gonna leave here. I think.
Good, because the door's locked, sweetheart. You ain't going anywhere.
Valentine's Day, we love you, Val.
Command performances.
Her name is the first three letters of the day, and her
That's
name.
That's right.
That's a good
Everybody
point.
Everybody always says Happy Valentine's
Day.
Right.
After
I
you.
Love it.
Now,
and now,
yes.
embarrassing moments.
Oh my yes, goodness. It's come to that.
I thought we were going to get away without it,
oh, no.
but no. Once Ed Hall says it, there's nothing you can do. D. Not Scott Eads, do you have an embarrassing moment for us?
He's probably he has no. several.
I couldn't even think nowhere to start.
Come now, the on. Last time you were on, I remember the one you told about your time on the daytime drama and the death scene that was going on. It's got to be yeah. different than that this time, though. Does anything come to mind?
No.
So that was perfect.
There's so much that I just can't. I'm overwhelmed. An embarrassing moment in yeah. like a life moment?
Well, it could be from
performance.
Your performance on TV, on the stage, your career, anything. Your professional career.
We should have warned daytime. Scott this time. I forgot to warn everybody.
I forgot about that.
Yeah. I like
no,
to, like
I
to
just,
surprise him. When
I like to embarrass people when I'm doing something live.
You've created other people's
well,
embarrassing
you
moments.
You have a very kind of sweet, sarcastic wit about you.
Yeah, I will mess with anyone as far as I can take it,
you
just to keep
like
myself
can,
amused.
You also seem like you can kind of handle anything.
I can
easily.
Handle a lot, actually, as long as I know it's in good faith. I can remember in college, we did Cole, the musical review Cole.
Okay.
And
is that
I would,
based off Cole Porter?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, who cool. actually owned a coal mine in Logan, West Virginia, by the way.
Wow, I had no idea.
Believe it or not.
He's a West Virginia product?
He owned property in West
I
Virginia.
Didn't know. That's interesting.
He didn't stay. Neither did I. Wow. So I used to stand on the stage and unzip my coat players'
so glad
dresses
you said
down the back. While we're standing there, I would just zip it up and down, and as she would have to stand there. And just smile.
Like, well, we brought her here you. Today to challenge you on that,
oh,
ladies
no.
and gentlemen. So.
Hi, Shannon.
Valerie, do you have an embarrassing moment for us?
Oh, boy. Yeah, so many, though. I've got to choose. Actually, along those lines, I just popped into my head. Doing Evita, there is a scene in which she sings a song called Rainbow High. Hmm. And she gets dressed by her dressers in the back. She starts off with this wonderful proclamation, you know, Perón is off and rolling, and she goes back, and they keep dressing her, and she keeps coming back out and singing a verse and going back, and each time she adds a costume piece. And I remember once going back, and the dresser could not hook, the hook was broken,
oh, no.
actually, on the skirt. So I would go, and she would hook it and zip it, and it would fall down, and I would walk back out there. And
suddenly then, Evita the comedy.
So here I am with a fur coat, a hat, a jacket, everything, but no skirt. And finally, somebody came out and gave her a pin, and she pinned it. But for the first few times, I just walked out there, and I was pretty hysterically laughing.
How
so
could you not?
Silly.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's live. The beauty of live theater.
Well, we have run the gambit today about from social issues to musical fun to pants falling down on stage. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening today. We want to encourage you to go see Ragtime, the musical. It's on stage now at the Pasadena Playhouse. Again, you can go to PasadenaPlayhouse.org and get tickets.
That's through March 3rd.
That's right. And tickets are as low as $25, so a great, great deal. And then, of course, you can see D. Scott Eads coming up here at Sterling's Upstairs at the Federal on Sunday, February 17th.
Yep.
Brown paper tickets. That's right. What's the number there, Michael?
800-838-3006.
And truly a great performer and a great space to see a show. Don't miss that either. We'd like to, if you'd want to see these two beautiful faces that we have sitting here in the studio with us today, you can check out our Instagram, State of the Arts LA. And find out what they look like, and you can certainly go follow them as well, Valerie Perry and D. Scott Eags. Valerie is V. Perry Music, is that correct?
That's correct.
P-E-R-R-I.
That's right. Then we should say that, absolutely. And D. Scott Eads is D. Scott Eads.
And it's, not D-E-E, it's D. Period Scott Eads.
That's right. Not here.
That's right. Ladies and gentlemen, we thank you as always
for
listening.
Yes, thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
My name is Andrew David James.
And my name is Michael Sterling, I think.
It's a beautiful name. Hey, Michael Sterling, where will I see you next week?
Right here on the radio.
You're listening to State of the Arts with Michael Sterling and Andrew David James, only on LA Talk Radio.